The machine is ever turning, ever hungry. How do you avoid being eaten? How do you avoid drifting into becoming another cog? Can you escape the machine? Should you try, or is it impossible? Pondering these questions and more on The Mention the Machine.
Oh, welcome back, ladies, gentlemen, and others. It is episode 57.
Heinz 57 special.
Heinz 57, not to be confused with your Worcestershire sauce.
Worcestershire sauce.
It was made in the South during the Civil War, so maybe.
You know what's amazing?
No, my bad. That was A1 that was made during the Civil War. Mm. Somebody said, you know what all this fighting needs? Tasty steak sauce.
Yeah, baby. So, one of my favorite things in the world is whenever I talk to...
Diana just drove by.
Oh. Anytime we talk to my mom about something, oh, what breed of dogs are? Oh, it's a Heinz 57.
Oh, Heinz.
So, here's my question.
Oh, shit. Question from Joel.
Formula 409 was the 409th iteration of the cleaner. Mm-hmm. So, my question for you is... Were there 56 other iterations of Heinz 57 before they got to 57? Or they just put 57 different things into it?
No, because it's 57 varieties. So they had 57 other... If you've ever gone to the History Museum, they have a whole Heinz Center, and they talk about how there were other sauces before ketchup.
Okay. Then the same field as 409.
Yeah. I got a funny story about 409, but I can't tell it on the air. So... Oh, he is turning the fan off. Got way quieter.
Okay. We got a secret for everybody here.
I'm not telling that story. It doesn't even involve me. It involves a dead guy. But
that wasn't even referring to your story. I just wanted to say we had a secret to tell everybody.
Oh, what's the secret?
This podcast has gone off the rails.
You mean in general or just this episode?
A little from column A, a little from column B.
Yeah, I get that sometimes too. But I think we're kind of getting back onto it because the monthly reading now is we're doing Brave New World this month. Next month we're doing which
I piled through in one day.
Yeah, it's a short book. 1984 next month.
And you don't understand. I went through the entire day just listening to that. I don't normally do that.
Well, when you said you were finishing it, I was like, Joel must be doing some yard work or a bunch of driving.
A lot of the yard work, a lot of house work.
And then I wasn't even sure if you were listening to the right book, because you're like, this guy's all over the place in time. And I'm like, listen to the first chapter, I'm like, this guy's pretty linear and
boring. There's a section in, like, I don't remember the part. There's a part where they're talking, the kids are playing, mm-hmm. and they're talking about something, and they keep switching between him and this girl, and she's talking about she's going on a date. And it kept going back and forth, I'm like...
I must not have got to that point.
Okay, well, it's really weird, because I'm like...
I'm only on, like, chapter 3, I think.
I was like, am I paying attention? Like, did I miss something? Like, I rewind a couple times, like, no, he's just jumping back and forth on that one, it's that one section like that.
They're probably talking about the conditioning and whatnot.
Yeah, they're talking about the conditioning, and then the girls like,
why the girl's responding the way she is.
And then the girl's, like, getting ready for a date at the same time. It's like, dude, what are you doing?
I don't know. I've read that book a long time ago, so
And then, the fact it's from 1932, I'm like, oh shit, we got another neuromancer here.
A book that became the genre.
Well, the other thing, too, was, like, Philip K. Dick apparently was doing a lot of drugs. And that's how he became one of the stories. Like, he had these ideas that he thought beings from other dimensions would come to him and talk to him about shit. And he just wrote it down. Hmm. Basically, good authors just write down their acid trips, apparently.
That's probably it. There's a lot of weird stuff. I mean,
there's a scene in the last Wheel of Time book that we read... How, like, the one Gleeman was talking to Rand about his life. He kept, like, picking different stuff. No, he was talking to Matt first.
Yeah.
And he kept picking out different parts of the story to make a different story out of it. Because, mm-hmm. like, he knew what to look for.
Yeah.
I thought that was kind of interesting, that little aspect.
Mm-hmm. Quote, unquote, Gleeman.
Mm-hmm. Well, it's funny because, like, I also think about him. Like, I talked to my coworker yesterday about work. And, like, he's like, oh, how does... Like, the so-and-so asked me about this. I'm like, well... It's not simple to hear it. He's like, well, how should it work? I'm like, picture this. Mm-hmm. And I basically painted a story of how, like, the system should work compared to how it's working now. He goes, that's what I like about you. Like, you just, like, look at shit and you just see it differently. You just explain it. And, like, you're just like, here's how this works. And, like, I made the reference, like, I feel like I'm Matt from Well, the time, like, I got to see the problem. And once I get in the problem, like, I can just, like, oh, here's how this is going to go down.
I can see the problem. I just got to be able to feel it.
Mm-hmm. It's like, you can tell me about your problem all day long, but once I start watching you work, I'm like, oh, here's what your problem is. Because it's a process he does for work that they think that can be just be automated. And like, well, it could be if someone like me sat down and watched what you did. Mm-hmm. He's like, I don't even know what I do. I'm like, you don't have to know what you do. Just do what you do, and I'll pay attention, and I'll figure a way to make it automated.
Let me Henry Ford this bitch.
As we were discussing over lunch, I had a little bit of a manic episode this week.
Yeah, it's weird when, like, it's definitely a symptom of the current age when you can judge by the messages somebody's sending you and the pace of them, they're like, something a little off. Like, this ain't normal. Like,
well, I always talk about...
I always know when you're having a bad day because I get, like, no messages for, like... forever, no responses, and I'm like, this dude's either dead or he's dealing with some shit.
Well, my one coworker, I was explaining to him years ago about how, like, I deal with heuristics. And he's like, I don't understand. I'm like, well, everyone's got patterns. And when people don't follow the patterns, there's something wrong. Yeah. For example, my coworker, when he makes a mistake, because my coworker's like a machine. If he makes a mistake, he's having a bad day. And, like, well, we have a 2 o'clock meeting where we go back and forth and we, like, check the work. I'll find a mistake. I'm like, hey, how's your day going, Brad? And he's like, well, the dog shit on the floor today, and my wife got mad. And I'm like, there we go. That's why you made a mistake. But there's, like, little shit like that. And, like, when I deal with people, I'm like, well, normally this person messaged me by 4 o'clock. And, like, here it is 5 o'clock. I'm like, something must have happened. And my coworker used to get mad at me because, like, I could telegraph every time shit went down within his life. I'm like, are you okay? He's like, how do you know? I'm like, well, you didn't do this. You don't want me to do that.
Yeah, I think people underestimate how much they're driven by their patterns. Mm-hmm. And I mean, we've talked about habits before on this book, but it's exactly that. I mean, how many times has your day been screwed up just because your morning routine is, like, slightly ajar?
Mm-hmm. Like, well, it's just like the show Westworld. They talk about all the androids had their loops. Mm-hmm. We all have our loops, and, like, we all follow.
Yeah.
No matter how chaotic your life is, you've got an abstract. If you abstract that long enough, you got a loop.
Yeah.
It might not be a daily loop, but you've got a routine of some sort.
Well, that's why that song, Every Day is the Same.
Mm-hmm.
Like, it's both hopeful and non-hopeful, because it's like, all right, if every day is the same and you hate it, that means that you have abilities to program it.
Yeah, but the problem is, in that same song, is he talks about they're going to find out, and if they find out, like, something bad's going to happen.
Yeah, well.
That's kind of my depression song. Mm-hmm. I'm like, stuck in this damn loop again. And it's funny because even like for example, I was getting ready to get, I was coming out to lunch today. Mm-hmm. And like, I can't find something.
Mm-hmm.
I'll notice, I'm like, okay, I looked in the bedroom, I looked in the office, I looked in the kitchen, looked in the bedroom, looked in the office. I'm like, get out of this fucking loop. Like, go look someplace else. Yeah. It's not there. Yeah. Gotta break the loop.
And then the question is, did you really look? Because your mind lies to you a lot. All mm-hmm. that critical thinking and stuff I'm going through now, it's like your brain fills in so much bullshit and, like, lies to you all the time.
Well, like, every time
you blink, your brain's lying to you.
Mm-hmm. Well, the past 2 weeks, I've been redoing my office and resetting shit up. Like, I have a little station now. I have all my bags. Mm-hmm. So, like, I'm like, oh, well, I put that pegboard to be like, that's very chaotic. But actually, every peg has a rod, and that rod has a certain type of cable.
Mm-hmm.
So if I need a micro USB, I'm like, if I find one micro USB, I'll find all the USBs.
Yeah.
Like, I don't think it, I don't, I, like, I used to, I did, in the old apartment, I had, that's how it was set up, was I had two giant pegboards that had all my fucking wires on it. I never go digging through a bag, and I could just look and find it.
Yeah.
I'm like, why did I do this sooner? I'm like, oh yeah, because you've been stuck in your bullshit.
Mm. Yeah, trapped in the nonsense.
Mm-hmm.
Easy to do.
Mm-hmm.
Part of the, I think, like we were talking about the machine and the cogs and all that, like the point of the podcast is, I think part of it is to get you stuck into those little loops where you're not doing anything, you're basically just producing the work and then stuck in consuming media.
Mm-hmm. Well, this past week I've been trying to set all these projects up so I can start working on them, because it's like, I have all these things I want to work on, it's like, well, if you set these up, like, all these little stations and not have to tear everything down all the time.
Yeah.
Like, I want an airplane station. I want a soldering station. I want a station for my drone shit. Like, mm-hmm. I can just, okay, well, yeah, you have five different projects running, but if you have five different workspaces, you just go over and work on them.
Yeah. I think about the idea of, like, from Jocko always talks about do something to move the needle. And it's like, well, sometimes you might have on your checklist to do the whole project, but it's like, well, don't get intimidated by that. Just move the needle a little bit. Like, yeah. Start it. Like,
well, like, I've been looking for these songs. There's a song I've been trying to find for the past couple of years. I can't find it. I found the quote. I know who wrote it, but there's no database that tells me where it is. Well, I know it's in one of my... I had some kind of library. I had a library of MP3s back in the day before I went to Spotify. I don't know what happened, but I lost it. So I've been going through hard drives the past couple of days, and I wrote two scripts. One, because I thought I bought it off of iTunes. Mm-hmm. So I have a script that goes through all these hard drives and looks for any iTunes media and grabs some metadata and grabs the album cover. And every couple of drives, I'll go through the album covers. I'm like, well, that one looks familiar. Maybe it's that one. And I can actually go through and look to see what I have now. And I'm writing another script to add these to Spotify. I'm like, I forgot some song. I'm like, I really like this music. Why don't I listen to it anymore? Out of sight, out of mind.
Yeah. That also happens. Plus, there's just fucking burnout from music.
Yeah.
Some of those songs, man, when I first started having a desk job, they were just on repeat all the time. And it's like, can't do it anymore.
Sounds like Mr. Poopy Pants to me.
No. Sounds like just burnout on music. That's why I go through phases where I get really into podcasts and audiobooks and stuff, and then I got to go back to music because I get sick of everything.
Mm-hmm. Well, like, I'm in a limbo right now. I'm like, I've already finished this month's books already. I've got a couple of other books I want to start.
That's what you wanted. You wanted an easy month after Wheel of Time. Yeah. So.
Oh, I got it. Now I got to add more books this month.
Yeah. Add a self-help book in there somewhere.
Well, that Da Vinci book's what I'm doing for right now. Yeah. And then I got a couple other... I got to clean up my library.
Although you said that Da Vinci book you read before, so...
No, I started it. I never finished it. So, I got a lot further this time than I did last time.
You're more disciplined.
I am, actually. Because what happened yesterday is I was finishing No Agenda. I'm like, you know what? When I get done with No Agenda, I'm going to read this book for at least half hour to 45 minutes. Mm-hmm. And while I was doing that, I was running some code for some other project because I got to wait 5-10 minutes for the compile. I'm like, well, while it's compiling, I'll just read this book.
Yeah.
Got to put systems back in place.
Systems back in place and get that dopamine detox working where you're not always just chasing the next high. Allow yourself to be bored,
I'll
Joel.
I'll do what I want.
Allow yourself to be bored, Joel. It's okay. That's where the creativity comes from.
Well, I want to get back in the binaural beats and shit and see if I can't shift my brain waves. Because I remember back, I don't know if you...
I thought you were the one that said you didn't play with that sort of stuff. When I was telling you about Wim Hof method, you were like, I'm not playing with that stuff. I'm not changing the default settings.
No. There is the meditation of changing your internal rhythms and shit. Like, there is listening to binaural beats, getting different mindsets. But then it's like, oh, I'm going to stop my heart right now.
Oh, that's the way I want to be that way, where it's like, oh, I'm bleeding out. Well, let me slow my heart rate by slowing my breathing.
Well, no, there's the difference between slowing your breathing and stopping your heart. Because I'm like, well, how do you start it back up? Like, did I read that book yet?
Well, you see, most electronics have two wires. Attach both ends to you at one time.
Back in 2000, I think it was 2007, 2006. It had to be 2007. It was called the Brain Machine. And this guy basically took a POV, point of view, device. Mm-hmm. It's basically, it's got three or four lights, like LEDs, and you put them on your bike's spoke, and when you spin it real fast, it makes an image.
Yeah.
Well, the guy took that and hot-wired it to do binaural beats. So it played the binaural beats through a speaker, and they had two LEDs that you would put on a pair of glasses and flash the same frequency in your eyes. Mm. So there was a crude device back then, but back then it was cutting edge, like, we'll just do it. So I built one of these things. And I remember when I was about to plug it in, like, I'm going to become Uncle Rico here. Like, I might kill myself. But that's when I was researching hardcore about bio-neuro beats. I'm like, oh, all this stuff is possible? Like, you can actually do this? I'm like, yeah, we'll leave that stuff alone.
Yeah, that goes into like Tibet meditations and stuff. Mm-hmm. The bells they have and all that shit. Like, some of that stuff. I go through phases where I believe in that stuff and I don't. And then I go back where like I want to believe because I want to believe that there's cooler shit in the world than what we have.
Well, like this book's talking about different frequencies. I think 7.5 hertz is like the frequency of the earth or some shit like that. Hmm. And I remember Tesla had a thing. I read a Tesla book almost a decade ago too. Where they talked about he was building some device that would like send a wave through the earth, and like it could have actually been a weapon of some sort. But
was that the one where he got kicked out of Manhattan for because he set off the earthquake?
Maybe.
I do believe in like some other stuff that's kind of pseudoscience, like the I believe you should ground yourself every once in a while. I believe because you got a central nervous system, which is all electrical impulse. You're not touching the earth anymore. You start feeling depressed and down. Like you might just need to touch the earth.
Especially in the wintertime when stuff's not grounded. Yeah. My dad, it was funny because like for years in the house, he kept getting shocked. You can figure out why. We found out he never truly ground the water system in the house he built. Mm.
The one that he lives in now.
Mm-hmm.
Oh. I didn't know he built that house himself.
Well, it was a two-room farmhouse, and he just kept adding on to it.
Oh, nice, nice.
He told stories.
I'm sure he had all the permits and everything.
They didn't have permits back then. One of my favorite stories is he dug that basement by hand, and the house was sinking, and people would drive by and, like, honk and, like, making fun of him. But little by little, the house started getting jacked up higher and higher, and little by little, the honks stopped coming. It's like, oh, look at that dumbass. Look at, he's actually doing it. I guess I'll shut up now.
David Goggins.
Yep.
Their soul. There's an interview that I got to send you from Ido Portal. And he talks about the shit that... He's not talking about Goggins, but he's talking about a way to embrace your suffering. And, like, it's more zen than the way Goggins does it. But
they don't say.
Well, Ido Portal is also not, like, a stranger to, like, pain and things like that. Like, he does absurd shit himself, but it's like the way he talks about it like makes more sense.
Mm-hmm.
It's like turning that uncomfortability and accepting that uncomfortability and turning it into a weapon and using it mm-hmm. for these things and realizing that it's not just overcoming the pain that's the point. And it's like it's he says it so much better. But it's like a two-hour interview, but it's worth listening to the guy because he knows a lot.
Well, I was thinking about it the other day. I told you I got stung by that wasp while I was cutting the grass.
Yeah.
And I remember back in, like, years ago, this had to be, like, I was a senior in high school or junior, my sister came to visit, and I think my niece was, like, a year, like, they had, like, barely able to walk. And my sister came over and she stayed in her old room, and apparently there was a bee's nest on the side of the house. My dad couldn't do it because he just had surgery. I'm allergic to bees. I'm like, well, no one else has got to do this job. I'm like, well, I just got to do it. Hope for the best. And that's a whole mindset anymore. It's like, there's some jobs that nobody else wants to do. I'm like, yeah, whatever. I'll take care of it.
Yeah.
Like, I remember years ago when I was with my ex-wife, we went to some party at her friend's like, cousin's house or some shit. And, like, half the party was a wreck because they didn't clean. I'm like, well, I'll just sweep this up because no one else is going to do it. Like, being that guy that does shit when no one else is going to do it is, like, such a power move.
And Jordan Peterson talks about that. He says, like, do that stuff, but don't tell anybody you're
exactly
doing it. Like, don't do it to be seen doing it. Do it just because mm-hmm. it needs done. And like there's a power in that and a reward from that.
Mm-hmm. Well, it's funny. Like I was telling you off mic about my one coworker who wanted to do fantasy football. I was like, oh, I really wish they were doing. I'm like, why don't you start yourself? Well, I'm too lazy. I'm like, that's not me. I'm like, I want something. I go get it.
Yeah.
Like back in July, Chris and I went out to Erie and they had the steak on the stone. Their mind said, oh, look, I find somebody else to make steak. I'm like, nope, I'm just going to figure out how to do it myself.
Yeah, cheaper and better that way.
I don't need you. I got propane. I got a burner. I just got to get a piece of marble now.
Yeah.
It just amazes me, like, no one takes that step of, like, I'm just going to go do this shit.
No, because everyone's been taught that they can't do things and that everything's too hard. That's why mm-hmm. they took, like, shop and all that stuff out of classes in school because, like, you teach people how to do stuff, and that's all they're going to do is do stuff.
Mm-hmm.
You and I have talked before about, like, you know, fucking don't, like, why hillbilly parties are the way they are. It's like, because they just fucking do stuff. They're mm-hmm. like, oh, we got a welding machine, and we got 2x4s, and we got this old truck that we can hook this thing up to, and we're mm-hmm. going to make a big fucking slip and slide out of a backhoe. And mm-hmm. it's like, well, why not?
I just laugh, because, like, I look at some of the stuff that, I'm like, oh, just got to do this. And I was like, how do you know how to do this? I'm like, what do you mean? How do you not know how to do this?
It's not that I don't know how to do it. It's that I don't know how to fail trying to do it. Like, I don't know that I can't do it yet because I haven't tried.
Well, like, there's that whole Steve Jobs story where he got Wozniak a job where it was, there is an, it's some kind of video game thing. It was like an arcade machine. They're trying to, like, reduce the number of chips. And for every set of chips they reduce, he's got $100. And, like, it's impossible. We can do it. Well, Steve Jobs goes to Steve Wozniak, like, hey, can you do this? Wozniak was like, oh, sure, I can do that. Didn't tell Wozniak it was impossible. And they made, like, $10,000 off the deal because he's like, oh, watch this.
Well, it's like the guy that invented the Glocks.
Mm-hmm.
Like, he didn't, he never manufactured a gun before, but he made one, and it's, like, completely different from other types of guns, and it's revolutionized things. It's, mm-hmm. like, it's a one-of-a-kind type of deal. But it's because nobody told him how to do it. He's mm-hmm. just like, this is how I would do it, and it worked.
It was like one of the, a couple weeks ago at work, they were talking about, like, oh, I was raised to do this. I'm like, I was raised feral, so I got no rules.
Inside of me are three wolves, and they all hate you. Eugene, how do you have so much energy to do stuff? Pure spite.
Mm-hmm.
What's that thing? If you're struggling with depression, realize depression's struggling with you.
That line from Watchmen, I'm not locked in with you. You're locked in with me.
Exactly. Rorschach the shit out of it. Turn the fan back on. Yeah, it's a hard one to deal with motivation though, because that comes and it goes, and it's a fickle fucking thing.
Mm-hmm.
I like to take advantage when it's there, but
well, that's what I did when I was manic this week. I'm like, well, I'm gonna keep going. Like, I clean part of the kitchen, clean part of the office, clean part of the bedroom. Like, well, at least something's getting done.
One thing I've learned, though, is to avoid doing too much when you're in that phase, because then you burn out, and then you're like, oh, this is why I'm burnt out.
I'm still here!
Still fighting. There's a lot of weird shit like that, though.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know. I keep thinking, like we were talking about loops, and I keep thinking about the books we read, the people we follow. Like, it feels like we're all stuck in that same loop, and it's like the same advice keeps coming around, and it's like, well, is it like the Bruce Lee quote where the pain will continue until you learn the lesson?
Mm-hmm. Well, I was having issues the past 10 episodes or so. Every time I try to get... So, I use a thing called Assembly AI to do the transcripts. And the cheat to give the description, I have Assembly AI write me a summary. Well, they've been sucking real bad lately. So I threw it over to ChatGPT. I took the transcript through it. I'm like, this is amazing. I'm like, you know what? This is my ticket. I'm going to take all these transcripts and throw them to ChatGPT and see what I can find out about our episodes.
Yeah. Got some post-pad tie heartburn happening.
Oh, ooh. Really?
Yeah.
At least you're not coughing.
No, I'm not sniffling either.
I think I finally came down off that margarita. Hit that sweet spot where reflexes weren't bad, but I was kind of happy.
If only we could be happy all the time.
Yeah. Hey, Sonoma.
What?
We can get some Sonoma.
What the hell is that?
Isn't that what that's called in the Brave New World?
I haven't got that far yet.
So. Oh.
Like I said, only in the beginning of the book, because I've got a month to listen to it, so I'm not in any particular grinding hurry.
I wasn't in a hurry either. I just started doing shit. And...
Well, you were physically doing labor or something, so you had headphone time.
I decided I'm sick of the birds shooting on my car, so I'm buying another sunshade. And I went out today, and I took some wrought iron and some stakes, and I measured out how big the thing's going to be.
Yeah.
So now I got to go buy another set of poles. And I gotta put some anchors in the ground so the poles can stay stable.
Nice, nice. Yeah, we're probably gonna be, if not doing the work, we're gonna be buying the equipment to do the work. We're gonna be rebuilding those front porch steps, which seems too simple. I don't know why.
Just do it.
Yeah, that's kind of. I gotta look up and make sure that, like, I'm buying. I assume that the type of wood has to be different than just wood.
It's not Wilbanized.
Like, yeah, but I mean, like, there's probably a name for, like, the ones for the steps and the back part. It's not just, like, here's a fucking 12-foot board.
Okay, if you say so.
I don't know. I have to do the research and just find out.
Well, I know they make stepped boards. Or, like, if you want to, like, put in a set of steps to go up so far, you just buy a section of it, you slap it on, and you slap the boards onto that, and you're done.
Yeah, the stringers, they're called.
Okay.
Yeah, we saw that. We know about those. I think I'm going to get four of those. I think there's only two right now, but we're gonna make the steps longer to look correct, because the people that did it before were idiots, of course, as every contractor says.
Or was that all the money they had, and they did what they had?
What's that? Nah, they were cheap.
Okay. Because I've learned throughout the years that sometimes this is all I got.
No, it wasn't. It wasn't this all they got. This was Dai paid them to rebuild the porch, and they made the steps shorter for some reason. They were lazy.
My dad, he built, like I said, he added onto the house. So I think it was last two winters ago, they redid the roof. Well, they apparently jacked up part of the roof to make it level. Well, apparently my dad didn't use good insulation. So, like,
there's all newspaper in here.
Pretty much. So when the wind came through, it went right into the house and down through the kitchen. So he's like, oh, I guess we got to seal that up. I'm like, yep.
We?
Well, the problem is my dad's shoulder's been shot since, like, 2010, 2005.
So, well, like, your dad is in the 90s.
So. Yeah. So he can barely reach above his head, let alone, like, reach up and do work.
Yeah. The shoulder's apparently the most complicated joint in the body, so everyone's probably going to have a fucked up shoulder at some point.
Unfortunately, I'm not burned out yet, so.
Maybe what I'll do is I'll go around and I'll steal some of this construction equipment that's going on this weekend and pour cement stairs.
No, I wouldn't pour cement stairs. That's a whole other animal you don't want to deal with. I'll tell you that right now.
Yeah, I've never poured cement, so I'm not doing it.
Cement's also very expensive.
Not when you steal it.
Yeah, you can't steal that much and not get caught. You gotta build forms, and you gotta pour it, you gotta level it, you gotta finish it. You're better off the wooden stairs, trust me.
Yeah. Yeah, probably. We'll get that worked out, though. It'll be fine. And if it's not, then you hire somebody and they fix it. And it's like, well, you learned either way.
Mm-hmm.
Now you know what it takes.
Okay.
I have a slow leak in one of my tires, and I was thinking about getting some Fix-A-Flat and putting it in there.
Mm-mm.
Yeah, but they said don't do that. They said just take it to a tire shop. It'll probably cost like $20 either way.
What's wrong with the tire?
You just got a slow leak. Like when the temperature gets colder overnight, like it loses the pressure.
Oh. If you have an actual... You know the trick to find that, right?
Yeah, put it in water.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
I got a tire plug kit.
So do I. Remember we plugged the spare on the Jeep.
Let's plug it again. Keep plugging.
Yeah.
I just saw a thing on a tire. It was on Facebook. It was a tire. Guys were repairing tires. So I guess what they do is they'll take an old tire that's run out of tread, and they'll sand it down, and then they'll put glue on it, and they'll put a new tread on, and they'll rebake it. I'm like, oh, okay, that's how that works.
Yeah, yeah. You see a lot of that stuff in, like, India and shit.
And then, this is American.
Because I know. But I said you see a lot of that in India. They see a lot of them people doing it.
But then, like, they always tell you, you can't patch a sidewall, and these guys patch a sidewall. I'm like, you lied! You want my money!
Of course. Of course they do. They're all full of shit. They said don't take it to, like, an automotive shop, like Firestone or something, because their job is to sell you tires, not repair them.
Well, I think it was about a month ago I did that biking brew. And I'm going to get some pizza down at Red Sparrow. Jumped in the car. I'm like, oh, low tire pressure. Okay, I'll just put some air in the tire. Stopped to put air in the tire. I got out of the car, saw a giant screw, and I'm like, well, going to go buy me a patch. I went to my parents. It was like NASCAR. In 10 minutes, the tire was off, patched, and put back on. I've done this a few times.
Yeah. I like that video I sent you with the Japanese kids with their racing desks or whatever.
Oh, yeah.
That was funny. That was well done. It'd be nice to have a fucking pit crew.
I guess it would. It'd be nice to have just a set of contractors on call.
Yeah. Really, it'd be really nice to just have a fucking handyman that I respected enough to be like, hey, here's a small job. Can you take care of this? And, like, they knew shit. And
mm-hmm.
versus me having to do it myself and figure it out, or try to find somebody that I've asked fucking like four different companies to come here and like give me a quote on repairing and refinishing our floors, and like none of them got back to me. And it's like, what the fuck is your business model?
They're too busy. That girl I sent you about doing business stuff, yeah. She built a power washing company in a weekend.
Get that bug.
Wow.
Huh?
You gotta fill it?
Well, I'm watching Joe kill a bug here. Well, no, he's probably not gonna kill it, but he can flick it. There you go. Fucking, we get these nasty lantern flies in Pittsburgh now. They're harmless, except for unless you're a tree, but they're also just kind of gross and slow. And I just don't like them. Well, I don't like them trespassing. They don't pay taxes. They can't come here.
You don't pay rent, you got to go.
Mm-hmm.
But she was talking about how, like, she's like, oh, this is perfect. She called, like, two or three power washer companies. They all, their voicemails were full. She goes, that tells me there's room for improvement.
Mm-hmm.
She told me that there's another thing that they were talking about, how, like, instead of making, like, one of the businesses they're talking about is washing windows. Instead of actually washing the windows, you just subcontract that to other companies and ask for a commission.
Well, it's like if you're paying somebody to clean your gutters, a lot of time they offer as a service since they're up there to clean your window.
Mm-hmm.
Cleaning your gutters is apparently also a service that you can offer for people. And a lot of time, all you just need is a leaf blower and a lack of fear of heights.
Well, I just sent the drone up yesterday to get some measurements and shit, and I checked my gutters, and that clean as can be.
Yeah, we got some shit going in mine because the tree's fucking doing its thing.
Yeah, I have some grades I need to put on the rest of the gutters.
Those little green things I bought from Amazon, those little stoppers, they worked.
Well, I bought a mesh. You basically slide it under the
tile.
Mm-hmm. And it goes over the gutter, and the everything just runs off.
That's nice. Yeah, we'll probably do something like that. I've been happy with these things I put in there, though. I had to go out on the one roof, and there was like a plant growing out of the downspout, so I grabbed a broomstick and stuffed that thing down, and the amount of ants that came out of there all pissed off. It was funny, but took care of it. The water's been draining. Makes me happy. Now I'm working on the mosquito problem, but it's almost time for them bastards to die.
Mm-hmm.
The joys of doing stuff like this.
Nope, that's no joy at all. I think you need a dictionary.
Yeah. You know, there's always some other thing that you need to do.
Yeah.
That's why Ramit talks about, like, it's better to rent than to own. Sometimes I think he's a government plant.
Yeah. I forgot he's still around.
Yeah. No, now he's got a podcast now, and he's writing another book. I think it's a financial book for couples. But he's gotten all political and stuff on Twitter and all that, so.
I hate that.
Yeah. It's like, all right, I don't really care about your political opinion. I don't need you to use your voice for that.
Mm-hmm. Well.
No thanks.
Thanks for the buzzkill for the end of the episode.
Yeah, well, you know, cold weather's coming soon, so we'll probably be taking less episodes. So we'll probably have to jam them in ahead of time.
Mm-mm. Ain't doing that. We're come out in this cold, we're going to do these episodes.
All right.
The excuse for the heat was one thing, but the cold I can deal with.
Nah, we've been out here in the cold, and we passed on it. Sub-zero temperatures.
Well, sub-zero, yes. But, like, everything above 20 is okay.
All right, that's what you said about biking. Anything over 60, and then, like...
40, well, the hard cold was 40, but 60 is the sweet spot. I might get into downhill mountain biking a little bit.
There you go.
Apparently there's a trail by my house. We got the bike, so I might as well give it a try.
Yeah, might as well do something with the equipment. Are we doing a late year bulk? Was that one of the talks we did? We're doing a November, December lifting?
Sure.
Back of strong lifts?
We can do that.
All right. And I guess we'll cut that out, I guess, January, and be ready in time for spring.
Mm-hmm.
Be doing podcast shirtless.
Okay, if you want. It's not video. I don't care.
You can hear the nipples hard. Oh, that's it for us, ladies and gentlemen.
Thank you for shopping.
And by. Others.
You always forget the others.
So yeah, we'll be back next time.
Later.
See you.
That wraps up another episode of The Mention the Machine. If you would like to contact or subscribe to the podcast, please visit TheMentionTheMachine.com. If you would like to leave a voicemail, please call 412-294-8557.
Today is just another day. Is this a simulation or is this real?
That's part of the machine. Are we part of the machine or are we the mensch against the machine? The mensch and the machine? Are we with the machine, against the machine?
Should we fight for the machine or with the machine?
Depends. Sometimes the machine is for us, sometimes it's not. I think the machine is like the wheel of time. It's independent. It's
the wheel wheels.
Say it. Go ahead, say it without stuttering.
I had a tequila thingy.
The wheel weaves as the wheel will. There it is, yeah.
This is what happens when you get a strawberry slushy something or other. I'm very happy right now.
All right.